Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know, a lot of parents have dreams of sending their children to college after high school. Sometimes those children have other ideas. Now, they may not be ready or even interested in college, but they still need skills if they want to get into the job market. Well, if your child is in a Prince George's County High School, there's a program designed to do just that. My guests are Dr. Jean-Paul Cadet, Director of Career and Technical Education, and Amy Rock. She is the Instructional Supervisor. If you have comments or questions about this, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisher, WHUR, or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Dr. Cadet, Ms. Rock, thank you both for joining the conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Sure thing. Ms. Rock, can you hear me?
Thank you so much.
Great.
Yes, thank you so much.
Sure thing. Kind of give me, if you can, Dr. Cadet, an understanding or an overview of exactly what this program is about and how long has it been available?
So, good evening, everyone.
Sure.
Career Technical Education has been around since the 70s. It has taken on a variety of different approaches, but the overarching goal is to provide students the opportunity to experience and explore careers that they may have interest in, and it gives them the opportunity to take classes that allows them to achieve their certification, licensure, and endorsements while in high school, so that upon graduation from high school, they're able to now become financially empowered to make decisions, whether that is to go on to college and university, to go on to a trade school, to join our military forces, or to go into the field of work. So the overarching idea is to make sure that our students are empowered with the skills, knowledge, and capacity to achieve whatever it is they want to do, you know, after they graduate from high school. Because one of the first things we ask them in kindergarten is, what do you want to be when you grow up? So CTE actually puts something behind that question. And when a student says, what do I want to be when I grow up? We now provide you with, well, this is what it would be like to be that entrepreneur. This is what it would be like to be that engineer. This is what it would be like to be a nurse. This is what it would be like to be a mechanic. This is what it would be like to be an IT engineer. So through that, that is the goal of what we do.
So how does it work? When does it start for high school students in the county?
So we actually have, we begin exposure as early as elementary school through a partnership we have with Amazon called Amazon Boot Up. We also have programs that we offer in the middle school, again, providing students with that level of exposure and access. What is when they get to the high school level, that is when the actual core CTE options become available for them. And once they're able to take those classes that are certified through the Maryland State Department of Education, that is when they start working towards their licensure, certifications, and endorsements.
Ms. Rock, how do those classes work? Is this something that happens during school? Does it happen after school? What and how intense is this study? I will admit it's been a really, really long time since I've been in high school in Prince George's County, but I do remember at Eleanor Roosevelt that the field of study way back in the ancient days was still pretty intense. So how is this in addition to, if you have six classes, does that mean you have two more or one? How does that work?
All of our CTE programs are a part of graduation requirements. So all Maryland students have to graduate with what the state calls a completer. And one of those options are CTE programs. So these are built into their school day. Each program, it depends, the number of credits, but those credits can range from 4 to 9, depending on the program that they take. And the majority of these programs are actually at the college level. They are courses written by college professors or by industry professionals to ensure that when these students graduate that the credentials that they have actually ensure that they are able to work in the field. So, yes, it is intense in each of these programs, but it is also something that's hands-on. So they get to do the actual experiences. It's not sitting through a theory class for 9 credits. It's hands-on work in the different fields. And it is during the school day. The one option that the majority of our programs have in addition to that training during the class in the lab and in the theory portions is internship or apprenticeship or work-based learning, where they can go if they, during their senior year, have a half-day schedule, or if they have a job after school, they can work in their field with an industry professional and earn credits that way as well. So there's no one good answer to that. It's dependent upon the program that they take, but all of these programs are designed to prepare them very well to enter into either the workforce immediately after they graduate or to go on to their next level, either at, as Dr. Cadet said, in an apprenticeship, at a trade school, or at a four-year university, or at our community college.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about career and technical education in the Prince George's County school system. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call. Let's go to Michelle. Michelle calling from Fort Washington. Michelle, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the program and the topic tonight. I actually went to a high school. I grew up in Dayton, Ohio, and I went to a high school called John H. Patterson Cooperative High School. And I had never seen another high school like this in the United States. So this program that PG County is implementing, I really love it and support it. I think that it's vital to our community. The kind of high school that I went to, you started in the 9th grade, chose a vocation. 10th grade, you actually learned that vocation. You also took classes in HR studies, as how to write a resume, banking, how to conduct an interview, how an interview is conducted. And then by the 10th grade, in the end of your 10th grade year, you went on interviews in your field of study. And you received a job in the community that was actually outlined for your field of study. We went to school for 2 weeks, and we went to work for 2 weeks. So it wasn't your typical work-study program, because during the 2 weeks that we worked, we just concentrated on work. And then we went back to school for 2 weeks. During the time that we were in school, our counterpart was actually, our alternate was actually in at the job, so that that particular business didn't miss out on labor. And what this program taught us was how to market ourselves in case we weren't going to college, and how to enter the workforce directly from high school. So we didn't wait until we graduated. We actually operated in those jobs and those positions, paid taxes in those positions as high schoolers. And then we were offered accreditation. We were offered certification when we finished the training. And we could operate then as a full-time employee at that particular job, or go on to another business.
Well, Michelle, thank you for sharing that. That was a lot. Is that really the same kind of a program that we're seeing in Prince George's County Public Schools, Dr. Cadet?
So it is not exactly, but I would like Amy to speak to our apprenticeship program, because most people may not know that Prince George's County Public Schools is the only registered apprenticeship provider in the state of Maryland that is a local education agency. I was about to use another education acronym. I apologize.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So Amy, could you speak a little bit more? Because from what I heard in terms of that school in Florida.
She was in Ohio, but go ahead.
Oh, I apologize.
That's all right.
In Ohio. That it sounded like as if they do something similar, where we hire the students and they're able to actually start earning as an employee of the county by their senior year.
So it's not quite like, no, but this is an educational program. It's not work study.
Correct.
Go ahead, Ms. Rock.
And I love her passion. All right. And her enthusiasm for what we're doing. And so I am so appreciative of that. So while our programs are not exactly set up that same way, the similarity that Dr. Cadet is referring to our apprenticeship program, we have two different apprenticeship approaches. One that he referenced that is our registered apprenticeship is with PGCPS. We actually hire while they are still in high school through a school-to-work apprenticeship. Students who are in our construction trades courses can apply for an apprenticeship with our building services department. And they take their instructional courses with us during the school day. They work for building services as employees of Prince George's County Public Schools. And once they graduate from high school, they then are eligible to be hired full-time by the county and continue their apprenticeship through years 3 and 4 until they're able to sit for their journeyman's licensure, at which time they become a journeyman, and that license stays with them forever. And we hope they stay with us forever as our employees for Prince George's County Public Schools. So that is one model that we have.
Mm-hmm.
The other model we have is Apprenticeship Maryland, or Youth Apprenticeship, where each individual business creates their own specific apprenticeship for their industry, for their business. And students then can apply for those apprenticeships with those different businesses and industries where they take related instruction for at least 144 hours. And they do at least 450 hours of on-the-job training, which will then lead to some type of credentialing and hopefully full-time employment once they graduate from high school. It's a great option for employers to find new talent, to train them the way they want, and it's a great way for our students to experience the world of work in a field where they have a high interest.
Hmm. And I think additionally, as it pertains to the registered apprenticeship, Prince George's County Public Schools saw that as using this as an opportunity to really facilitate our Grow Your Own programs to address the shortages that are, you know, we're seeing on a national level. So we're looking at implementing a teacher apprenticeship program where we're bringing in students similarly as to how we've done with building services. We're also looking at building in something around IT. We're looking at building in something around transportation to even to address our bus driver shortages. So we're really looking at making this readily applicable and readily available to our students. So it's not something you just like, oh, wait, down the road. No, this is something you can experience in your immediate future.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about career and technical education in the Prince George's County school system. If you have a comment or question, give us a call. Let's go to Kira calling from D.C. Kira, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening. I have a question. How do you encourage young people, particularly young men, you know, how do you encourage them to think about their future? Because some of them, they're not really interested, you know. They see that they can make money online, and they're not interested in getting the education. Thank you.
Thank you, Kira. Dr. Cadet, you want to try to tackle that question?
Absolutely. I think that one of the first things we do is we engage with them early. It's true that, you know, our students are able to look and find variety of ways to earn money. But then we ask them, is that your passion? Is that something that you will wake up in the morning and go, I'm excited to do this? And whatever that is, and even if it is something online, if it's, they want to learn how to be a gamer, they want to learn how to be a coder, that's CTE. So is whatever a student's excited about, we have a program that will match that excitement, that will prepare them for that industry. So the way that we get them excited is also by sharing our story, as we are right now. And we also make sure that we're going to our elementary school, we're going to the middle schools, and we are engaging them. We're doing demonstrations. We're doing live demonstrations. We're showing them all of the equipment, all of the toys and gadgets and the drones and the everything we have, to say, hey, look at this, because this is something that if you want it, we can help guide you along that path.
Mm-hmm. Amy, if I may, what are the options for career and technical education? I mean, what kind of classes are we talking about? Could you give me a list if you don't mind?
I could give you the whole list, but we have over 30 programs. So to give you just some kind of general highlights,
mm-hmm.
We do offer those traditional options that you think of with career and technical education in skilled trades. things like construction, automotive, cosmetology, culinary arts, nursing, those type of programs. But we also offer programs that, you know, tend to surprise people. We have pre-engineering. We have IT. We have business management, biomedical science, environmental studies, as well as Dr. Cadet had mentioned earlier, our teacher academy, our early childhood education program where you can earn internationally recognized certifications. We have homeland security. We have public safety, fire cadet. I'm missing probably about 10 more.
But that's a lot.
On that list.
Yeah. That and it is very wide ranging. And I'm just really, I find all of this, quite fascinating. I'm sure a lot of parents are saying this is a big deal. This is a great deal, but this is only for public school students. So if you are in a private school in Prince George's County, this isn't happening for you. You're not eligible. Isn't that correct?
Well, we would welcome you back to the public school.
I bet you
would. I was about to say that exact answer. Thank you so much, Amy. There is always a seat. For a student in Prince George's County Public.
Always a seat at the table. Thank
there you.
There you go. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I'm going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to go back to our phone lines. We're going to talk to Reggie calling from Fort Washington. So, Reggie, don't hang up. You will hear the program. And don't forget, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com. Or you can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM. Channel 141 and 96.3 HD2. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm. That's on WHUR. This conversation will continue in a few seconds. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. If your child is in a Prince George's County high school and college isn't necessarily one of their choices, there is a program that's designed to get them into the job market after graduation. It is called Career and Technical Education. My guests are Dr. Jean-Paul Gadet. He is the director, and Amy Rock is the instructional supervisor. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Reggie, calling from Fort Washington. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. I'm a graduate of Prince George's County school system. Graduated back in 1989 at Oxnard High School. Having matriculated through the educational system, I like what I'm hearing as far as this program is concerned, and I like that it's preparing the next generation of leaders for a vast array of fields and occupations. However, my question is, what are we doing to prepare these students to become independent business owners for themselves? Everybody's not designed to go straight to college, nor is everyone designed to go into the workforce working for someone else. What are we doing to equip our students to learn the skills and necessary things that they need in order to become their own independent business owners?
Dr. Cadet?
Absolutely. That was a great question. So one of the things we have done is we've built in an entrepreneurship component to all of our programs. Because we want to make sure exactly what you said. One of our goals is to make sure that when our students graduate, that they can run, they can make their own, they can set their own pace. It's not to go work for someone, but so that they can be owners and innovators and creators for themselves. We've also worked in terms of making sure that our students know how to partner and collaborate with others. A couple of years ago, we had several students that got together and formed their own LLC. And so they worked with one of the business students, and said, hey, can you help me write up a business plan and form my LLC? And then three of the students that were in construction, one was in carpentry, one was in HVAC, and they just formed their own company, and then they took off from there. So we absolutely, 100% endorse, support, and reinforce the idea and spirit of entrepreneurship, because we want to make sure that our students are creators, innovators, and owners. Mm-hmm. And before I end, I would love to say, once a Clipper, always a Clipper. As a former principal of Oxon Hill High School, there it is.
Oh, let's not. Okay, hold on.
I love it.
Okay, Reggie, you were doing fine. But you know, I'm a Raider. I don't want to hear any of the Clipper stuff going on here. You know, we were beating you all and everything back in the day. So just let's settle it on down. Reggie, thank you so much for calling.
You.
I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-781. Clippers. Green, calling from Maryland. Green, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
Mr. Harold Fisher, he mentioned about all of the programs, and Ms. Rock had answered of the list of all the programs. I just want to know, is it available for students that actually attend another school in Prince George's County to actually attend a program at another school to be satellite to where they could join that program? And is that available for them? And if you all can touch Mr. Cadet, Ms. Rock, on not only apprenticeship, which I do know they don't just, you know, are just apprenticeship, but they also give you college credits. So if that student, you know, chooses, you know, that they do want to go to college, they can actually begin with like 60 credits. If y'all can elaborate a little bit more on that.
You know, I think, Ms. Rock, that's a really great question, because you said there were at least 30 options. But if you are all 30 options available at, say, for example, Oxon Hill, or are they available at Roosevelt, or are they, you know, how does that work if you are at all of, you know, the various and sundry high schools, but you want to do, you know, how do you select that? What are the logistics?
It is dependent upon location. We do currently have the Southern Hub. So if you are located in the southern part of the county, we have the majority of our programs are going to be offered at our Southern Hub, which is at Crossland High School. And each high school in Prince George's County has at least one CTE program. And many of our programs are open boundary, meaning a student at Parkdale High School, if they want to do carpentry, they can take the carpentry program at Bladensburg. Unfortunately, we do have some programs that are boundary only to their high school. And so we recognize that is an issue. And it is something that we continue year after year to work on expanding those options for students. But there are ways to work towards getting into those programs that you want to get into if you're not in the correct boundary. And then we also have some other, you know, we have other suggestions that we can offer to parents. So we suggest always that they reach out to us, you know, our email, via our website, and we will do what we can.
It may be a little bit of inside baseball, but how is it determined what programs are at what high school?
So that was determined over time. And what initially happened at all of the schools was we provided a student interest survey where we looked at the different professions and different areas that students had expressed an interest in learning about. So that was the impetus for placing those certain programs in those schools. And one of the other things that we have been addressing has been the matter of access. So we have been making sure or looking to provide open boundary where possible to make sure that if a student is absolutely interested in participating in one of our programs, that, again, they have that access. And as Amy mentioned, we have our Southern Hub at Crossland High School that features 27 of our 30 programs. So if someone's on the southern end and they want one of our programs, Crossland High School is the place that you want to attend starting your ninth grade year. We're also planning, PGCPS is also planning a Northern Hub, but that is coming in the near future. And another thing I kind of wanted to just speak on, because I also heard the question around college. Students who are involved in our CTE programs, they leave with, in most cases, up to 24 credits, college credits. They can receive articulated credits or transcripted credits. In addition, we have multiple parts of our programs have dual enrollment, which means that they're also taking college classes while they are in high school. Additionally, probably a thing that most people don't know or to think of is that students that are in CTE graduate at a higher percentage than students that are not participating in a CTE program. As a matter of fact, I believe the last statistic was that 93% of students that participate in a CTE program graduate on time. And then here's the cool thing. Of those students that graduate, 91% of them graduate on time from a four-year college, because they go into the college knowing what their major is, knowing what their focus is, and in most cases already going in with college credits. So CTE is for a college-going student.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned transcripted versus articulated credits. What does that mean?
So, well, Amy, go ahead, because Amy can speak more to
sure, I mean, sure, go ahead. I just, like I said, I just heard something that gave me pause. I wasn't sure exactly what that meant. So, Amy, please go right ahead.
Well, a transcripted credit means it's something that appears on their transcript.
Okay.
So regardless of where I go, regardless of if I enroll in another college, I have a transcript from that college saying I took those classes and I have those credits. Articulated credits mean if I go to that college, each of our programs has an articulation agreement with at least one local college or university. And so if the student chooses to go to that college or university, they will have articulated credit where they will be given the credits for those courses at that university.
So is this like CEUs, college equivalency units, or what? Because
Because, like I said,
I know a lot of parents are thinking, "Oh, wow, you know, little Johnny or little Susie is going to graduate with these credits." So I'm just trying to understand exactly how that would work and I'm assuming this also means that the school system has a partnership with a college or university in the area, or colleges or universities in the area.
That is correct.
Yes. All of our programs have articulation agreements. It's part of being a CTE program is that you have an articulation plan for that next step. So if you choose to go into the workforce, great, here you go. We've got your credentials. You can start out at that entry level. But we have those articulation agreements for those students who want to go that next step, who want to take that next stackable credential, whether that be an associate's degree, whether that be a certificate program, whether that be a four-year degree. And so whether it is articulated or transcripted, the number of credits depends on the program. We have some programs that have articulation agreements with multiple colleges. For example, our Teacher Academy of Maryland. We have agreements with almost every university in the state. Other programs, they are very specific because to get that next level degree, the degree is very specific and it's only available at certain universities. So we really encourage folks to visit our website, egcps.org/CTE. To look at the options that they are interested in, and they can see for each program what are the credits that are awarded, how are they awarded, and by which institution.
Green, thank you so much for your question and your interest in this conversation. Sure. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Janine calling from Forestville. Janine, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Of course, good evening. My son graduated from high school in May of last year. He did go to college. He only spent it one semester. He said it was not for him, which I do respect that, and he wanted to be going to firefighting. I heard you all mentioned a fire academy, and I just wanted to verify, is he ineligible for the program because he has already spent some time in college?
Dr. Cadet?
So, yes, we do have a Fire Cadet Academy at Flowers High School and at Gwynn Park High School. Unfortunately, as That program is for current PGCPS students. However, we do have a partnership with the fire department where if he is interested, we could definitely connect him with the fire department personnel that we engage with and see if there's any support that we can provide in terms of getting him involved in that occupation.
And Janine, not to step on, you know, the assistance that Dr. Cadet is asking about, but he can do one of two things or both. He can go to the website for the Prince George's County Fire Department. If that's what he wants to do, he can just Google PGFD, as in Prince George's Fire Department, or maybe show, you know, a little gumption and just walk up to a fire station in the county and say, hey, I want to be one of you guys and gals. How do I get that done? He's young. And I'm sure that, you know, just, you know, by virtue, you know, just of his age, I am more than positive that they would be more than happy to point him in the right direction. We always need more of those heroes in fire and EMS in this country, and specifically in Prince George's. So it shouldn't be too difficult. So, Janine.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Patricia calling from Largo. Patricia, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you for accepting my call, Harold. Sure. I went to Duval, so I'm familiar with
Illinois. Oh, man, here we go again.
And I just wanted to thank Ms. Amy. This is Angel's mom. And the CTE at Siouxland High School allowed Angel to not only have the experience in HVAC, but she also increased her grade point average. So the CTE program is highly recommended from the Beltons family.
Oh, it's so good to hear from you, and I'm so excited. Oh, bless your heart.
Just the other day, I was watching the 10 o'clock news at night, 10 p.m., and there was a commercial for the CTE Prince George's, and Angel's picture appeared as one of the students. And guess who was elated? Mom. So it's a good program, not only just for the students, but for the parents as well. So thank you, Miss Amy. Love you all. Goodbye.
Patricia, thank you so much,
for
your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So is there, for someone who perhaps is just hearing about this, say you're in 9th or 10th grade, because you said you really try to start students as early as possible, but if you're just becoming familiar with this information, is it too late, Dr. Cadet?
No, it is not. So students who are current 8th graders, rising 9th graders, the opportunity to apply for any one of our programs is available and open until February 17th. Students can find our applications online at www.pgcps.org/CTE. And once you get to our website, you will see the application, and it will have an abundance of information. So it can guide you wherever you want to go, whatever fields you're interested, whatever supports you need, it's all right there on the website.
So I'm sorry, go ahead, please continue.
No, and I was going to say, so that would be applicable to 8th graders, current 8th graders, rising 9th graders, and current 10th graders, rising 11th graders.
So if you are a rising senior and you only have, you know, this semester and then your 12th grade year, is it too late at that point? Is this really something that tries to focus on the beginning? Even if you're late to the program, the beginning of high school rather than that last year. I mean, is there anything that a student could participate in their last year, or this is really for that, you know, 9th, 10th, 11th grade year?
So the beautiful thing is that even if a student is not able to be enrolled in time in one of our programs, we also offer our career technical student organizations. And these are our after-school programs where students can lean into their passion. Like, we have the Future Business Leaders of America. We have the Future Farmers of America, just to name two. So students can find their niche, and then they can also participate as an extracurricular in a CTSO, Student Career Technical Student Organization.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I just find really, you know, fascinating, and I'm just trying to, again, you know, formulate the, you know, the intensity of this kind of study, Amy, and I'd like for you to really talk to me, you know, about this, because one of the listeners made an excellent point about entrepreneurial pursuits. Do you have partnerships with businesses for those who perhaps after high school are not necessarily interested in furthering, you know, their education, but do want to start their own business?
Amy, if you don't mind.
Whoever can answer the question, please jump in.
Absolutely. So we work very closely with our local workforce development board. We also work very closely with, which is Employ Prince George's.
Mm-hmm.
So we work very closely with them in terms of identifying opportunities for our students. Additionally, we also have an upcoming town hall featuring our superintendent, Dr. Monica Golson, in partnership with the Prince George's Chamber of Commerce. Because we also, you know, we understand that our business partners are also a key component to making sure that the work we're doing is relevant and that it is accessible to our students who make the choice to go into the work, into the workspace. We want to make sure that they have high quality, you know, very in demand opportunities through those partnerships.
Can you cite perhaps an example of specifically of some of the kinds of businesses, or even in name, some of the businesses that some of the students have partnered with to move forward with this experience?
Absolutely. So we have done a lot of work starting off with Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the Amazon Future Engineers Program, which supports students through the program, and then once they're done, they also provide scholarship opportunities for students to go through college and then provide them with employment. We also have partnerships with Industrial Bank. We have partnerships with, Six Flags. Six Flags is definitely one of our partners, in addition to MedStar, Adventist Healthcare, Clark Construction.
That's a lot. Yeah, no, those are you know, well-known names. I mean, Amazon, Clark. I mean, how long has Clark been around? Forever.
Right. So on average, we have about 108 companies and businesses that we partner with on a daily basis.
Yeah. How are you hoping outside of the Northern Hub? I know that's probably the next big step, but how do you envision this program growing and strengthening, Dr. Cadet?
So through awareness such as this that we're doing right now, just informing the public of what CTE is in the 21st century and what the offerings are and the importance of how this really links to education. Because, again, CTE is for everyone. It's for anyone that says, I want to do whatever fill in that blank is, then we have a program that will help you achieve that dream and achieve that goal.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it's really about just maximizing student interest, maximizing student time and energy, and making sure that we provide that access and clear any barriers that would prevent a student from engaging in any one of these life-changing programs.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned also, Amy, open borders. I think that's what you said. Is that the term that you spoke about?
We have some open boundaries.
Open boundaries. Yes. Regard. So, because I would imagine there may need to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you are at a school, you talked about, you know, the Southern Hub or, you know, the Northern Hub and attending, for example, Crossland High School or wherever that Northern Hub may be. But might it be possible, depending on, I don't know, the student or the circumstances, where they may work, not work, but study in, study up until noon, for example, and then get to wherever that hub may be to participate in this program? Because I certainly, as good as this sounds, you wouldn't want it to be limited by geography.
That is correct. So one of the things that we are looking at is we are constantly engaging our students. All of our students engage in a platform called Naviance. And through the Naviance program, that's how we kind of gauge student interest in particular fields. So based on the student interest that we, the data that we get from the schools through Naviance, that's how we're able to kind of determine where the interest level is for various programs at schools. So we want to make sure that, one, there's a high interest, because when we put a program in a school, we put it's all the bells and whistles, and we pull out all the stops. So we want to make sure that the program is able to run with fidelity throughout the time that it is needed and required at that school. So we also, and in doing so, we also reduce the barriers that will prevent a child that is very interested in one of our programs from attending. I believe Amy had mentioned if a student attends Parkdale, you know, they can attend a program, say, at Bladensburg. And if there is a program that is not being offered, we also try to make different opportunities available through our CTE evening program or other opportunities that we are developing to make sure that we either increase the program at the school that doesn't have it, or that we provide access through a variety of other means.
What is the evening program?
So our CTE evening program is housed out of Bladensburg High School. And that is, was the research was showing us that we had a number of students that said, you know what, I just really would prefer to work. So the way that CTE Evening High School is designed is that students, we worked in conjunction with Employee Prince George's. We identified work opportunities for students in a related field during the day, and then they would take their classes in the evening at Bladensburg High School. So we had students that are in the nursing program, and CTE Evening is one of the pathways. During the day, they would work at Doctor's Hospital or at one of the nearby nursing clinics. And then in the evening, they would go to Bladensburg to take their instruction.
That's interesting, because even as you were describing, let's just talk about the nursing program, because, of course, we have one of the greatest nursing schools here at Howard in the world. And shameless plug there. But, you know, when you just think about, and I'm just going to just throw this out here, if you've been in that nursing program, in the CTE nursing program, since 10th grade, so that means you've got 3 years of foundational education, so that if you did want to come to Howard University and attend the school or college of nursing or anywhere, for example, that kind of educational advantage, leg up, head start, would make things easier. Not easy, because Lord knows I can't put a thermometer in my mouth correctly, but I can imagine that when you have that kind of foundation, it really gives you a bit of a head start.
Absolutely, it does. And one of the things that revealed that for us was during the pandemic, where we were being contacted in regards to our nursing students that were in our Certified Nursing Associate program, our Certified Clinical Medical Assistant program, even our Pharmacy Tech program, because we do have a Pharmacy Technician program. And they were saying that the certifications that these students graduate with allowed them to provide either the vaccination or to give the COVID test. So we had brand new graduates that became part of the rapid response teams that were going around the country helping to deal with the COVID pandemic. So, and that was straight out of high school, you know. So my mother is a retired nurse, a retired RN, let me be clear, a retired RN. So I'm all for, I am very much a proponent of our health and biosciences programs. And shameless plug, as an adjunct professor in the School of Education at Howard University, HU, I'll also say that we have an amazing, impressive program that we're developing in terms of our Grow Your Own partnership with Howard School of Education and the students that we have in our teacher program. So we want to make sure that we are saying, you know what, we're pouring into you, we're investing into you, and if you choose to come back and deliver instruction the way that it was imparted upon you, we welcome you with open arms. Mm-hmm. And students are eligible to come back and teach with first-in-line consideration for employment, starting at $65,000, fresh out of college.
Okay.
That Prince George's County Public Schools.
That raises a lot of eyebrows. Real quick, sure. you mentioned a town hall.
Yes.
Can you give me some information about that?
Absolutely. So we have an upcoming town hall with the Chamber of Commerce, and that will be on January 27th starting at 10 a.m. I believe that the link for the event will be on both our website on pgcps.org/CTE and on the Chamber of Commerce's website as well.
I'll make sure that I post that tonight on our website so that those who are interested will be able to get that information. I want to thank both of you, Dr. Jean-Paul Cadet and Amy Rock, for talking to us. And, you know, hopefully, you know, parents and some students are a party to this conversation and can, you know, jump right in and see where it takes them. Thank you again so very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Harold.
Sure thing. That is the Daily Drum for Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.